Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
One of the most gorgeous places to visit in all of Ireland is undoubtedly the Aran Islands, but with only 800 people living on the largest of these islands, Inishmore, it's fair to say that growing up on the island is, well, it's going to be unique, isn't it? And Megan Rowntree is an Inishmore native, and she wrote an article that caught her eye here on the programme about growing up there and about the common misconceptions about the island and island life and what made her upbringing more unique than most. And she's on the line now. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
It's lovely to talk to you.
You too.
So when did you begin to notice, Megan, that your background was very different to those of most of us?
Well, because my mother's from Dublin, I've had cousins in Dublin, I've spent a lot of summers there. I noticed a contrast from a very early age, you know, about the freedom and the tourism here compared to, you know, North Dublin. So it was from a very early age that I first noticed it.
Yeah, that things were just a little different. So tell us a little bit then about your family and on the island and how you ended up there, because are you native there or what happened?
I'm actually not. So it's a rare enough case that both parents wouldn't be from Inishmore. My father was from Oxford and my mother is from Dublin. So my dad got a job on the ferry here, and that's what brought him here, and then they had a family here.
How did he get from Oxford to Dublin and then on to the Aran Islands?
Well, just with working with ferries and boats in general, he kind of just travelled around, and that's where he ended up.
Okay, so you're Class A blow-ins, really, aren't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
And, you know, because whenever we go somewhere, you hear about blow-ins, and it could be from one village to one town, and but particularly if you're going from the mainland, Ireland, to one of the islands, in your case, Inishmore,
exactly, yeah.
you're always kind of, you're never quite native, are you?
Not quite. It's okay for me because as soon as I was able to speak, I was picking up Irish from my neighbours and from school and things. So I think for me, I would be considered by everyone a full local. But for my parents, they wouldn't have fluent Irish or anything like that. So it's a little bit different for them compared to me and my brother.
So talk us through a little bit of then island life and how it differs from mainland life.
So there's a couple of things that we wouldn't have even realised until, like I said, I went to Dublin. So things like not being able to get basic necessities, you know, because there's a spare shop here and there's a couple of craft shops. So unless you want, you know, a woolly jumper, you pretty much have to go to town for anything that you need.
Yes.
So that's something I've always been used to. But like I said in the article, you often, if you're not going to town for a month, but you desperately need something, you kind of have to message loads of people on Facebook or give your neighbours a ring and say, is anyone going to town because I really need you to pick up this, or, you know, which is very unusual. Not many people would have to do that. Mm.
And you're 20, is that right?
Yep.
So can you imagine, you know, going back to your grandparents' generation? I know they weren't on the island, but if they were, you know, that generation on
that
the island.
That age, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about no landline, let alone Facebook or WhatsApp and everything else in between. So you're of this generation struggling with that. Contact.
Yeah, we're very lucky now that, I mean, we have perfect Wi-Fi, much to people's disbelief and, you know, everything else. So we're very much on the same level as Galway and everything. It's just that there's a, you know, a ferry to take in between. So
you get the ferry from the harbour to, where do you head to? Is it Rossaville?
Yeah, in Connemara. So that's about 45 minutes away from Galway. So then it takes 45 minutes into Connemara on the boat and then 45 minutes into Galway from Connemara.
Okay, so it's a bit of a rigmarole, but you'll get there. And actually, it's a beautiful drive. I know it well from Rossaville to Galway through Inverin and Spittal and Barna and everywhere else in between. So tell us a bit about then freedom. Freedom is another area that sets Aran apart, isn't it?
Absolutely, because, I mean, everyone here knows each other and there's a real loyalty between people, a real community. So thankfully, you know, you're always safe. And again, from the comparisons between my cousins in Dublin, you know, only being allowed to play in the garden or not being allowed to walk to the shop by themselves and things like that. And me, you know, about 7 or 8 years old saying, oh my God, I thought everyone was just allowed to wander off with friends and hang around the main village without their parents and things. But the thing about it is here, you're always going to have people that care about you around you, you know, so you're always safe, basically.
Less threat, loads of freedom.
Absolutely, yeah.
Glorious air, fresh air and
exactly.
Idyllic, really.
Very much so.
Now, tell us about DCU. You decided to go to college to study what?
Yeah, I'm studying journalism in DCU. I'm going into my final year now in September.
So when you got there, especially in first year, was being from an island a good thing, bad thing?
It was quite surreal in a way because I've spent time in Dublin before, so it wasn't a complete culture shock. I mean, my first day in orientation, the student union president said, you know, there's 1,000 new students in this room alone in the Helix. And my first thought was, oh, my God, that's more than the population of the whole island.
Yeah.
So that was quite overwhelming to think the whole island and then some was sitting in one room. But then it was a great conversation starter and it helped me to make friends because you're over the first few days, you're making the same spiel and you're asking people your name, your course and where you're from. And then the latter, for me, people stop and say, hold on, you're from where? What's that like? And what about this? And what about that? It was a great conversation starter. I found it helped me definitely to gain confidence in college.
Yeah, to have conversations with people about things Absolutely, that they wouldn't necessarily know about. So you'd have a lot of city slickers with total misconceptions about life on Inishmore. So tell us the typical, completely humdinger mistakes people make.
Well, internet is the main one, and a lot of people have been surprised that I have a Facebook page, just kind of saying, well, how do you connect when you're on the island? I said, well, Wi-Fi, just like you do. Some people are surprised by that every house would have a car. You know, they kind of assume there would be a couple. You know, everyone would drive here. Just different things, like sillier ones then about electricity and your own island money and things, but that's more of a joke, I hope.
you would hope, wouldn't you?
I would hope so.
Because I think some people probably think you're like Peg living on an island
exactly,
with a shawl
yeah.
and a horse. So do you go back to Inishmore for the summer or what do you do?
Yeah, so I work here in the summers because it's an absolutely brilliant place. I mean, I think if you didn't have summer here, it wouldn't be quite a special place because it's when the island comes alive and it's, you know, what the island was made for, really. It's just flooded by tourists in a good way. The weather's amazing. We have, you know, plenty of beaches. So it's a really, really tropical place, really, in the summer.
Yeah. And well, it's funny about the west of Ireland, particularly out the Connemara end of it. Sometimes you have this almost microclimate where it's just glorious and you
exactly,
hear about the rain in Galway City, let alone Dublin.
Yeah. Very much so.
So I presume there's that wonderful sense of community in on the island.
Absolutely. That's my biggest appreciation with being from the island is the sense of community that we have here because it's a small place. There, when tragedy strikes, it affects every single person here. You know, it's not like in Dublin where maybe you don't know your neighbours. Here, it's a blow for everybody if someone passes away, if there's an accident, and the way that the island comes together is really heartwarming. You know, when my mother passed away, there was just within maybe 30 minutes of it happening, people were bringing over food, they were bringing over extra chairs, they were cleaning the house, setting down a path outside so that cars could drive in just without even asking, you know, and no expectation of a thanks or anything. They just did what they thought was right, which was really, you know, overwhelming.
I was at a wake on an island near you at one point about 15 years ago, and it stayed with me. It was one of the most extraordinary experiences of my life.
Yeah, so many people would come to, you know, like I said, my dad's wake, and stay for 2 or 3 days straight without sleeping, and it was no bother to them, and they were happy to do it, you know, and it's really special.
Yeah, well, that's what separates it from the mainland, I suppose. Megan, it's been lovely talking to you, get a little insight into life on the island. Hopefully we'll cross paths next time I'm on Inishmore.
Yeah, definitely.
You call in and say hello. And have a great summer. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Ryan.
Bye-bye. Bye. That's Megan Rowntree there joining us about on life on the islands in Ireland for a young modern Irish woman. Now, if you haven't been to the islands, by the way, book it and go and see them. They are, whatever island you go to, whether it's Boffin or Inishmore or any of them, they are an extraordinary experience and a day out or an overnight, especially for the children as well, and get a feel for us as an island nation. Beautiful thing to do.